What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
Hanover's Independence Day celebration takes place on Saturday, June 24th. Recently, we sat down with two of its organizers to learn about the event's history and plans for this year's festivities.
I am Tara Gordon, and I'm on the Bring Back the Boom Committee, now Hanover's Boom Committee. I am also the varsity head coach of Licking Valley Cheerleading.
I'm Jillian Flowers, and I am a committee member of Hanover's Boom, and I am also the parade organizer.
Okay, so Hanover had fireworks, lost fireworks, and now has fireworks again. Tell me that story.
All right. So I remember when I was a kid, we had fireworks every year in Hanover and for the Licking Valley community. And we had lost funding for the fireworks. And I believe that was mid-2000s that we lost that funding. And so for years, we did not have local fireworks. And for the through the vision of Dave Green, who has since just passed away, we brought back the fireworks, and he created a committee called Bring Back the Boom, and his vision was to bring the boom and the fireworks back to the Hanover area, and that's something that he successfully did. And in 2019, we had our first firework display. He continued. I mean, everyone, he was the Grand Marshal of the parade. I forget which year, but he was a Grand Marshal of our parade, and everyone would recognize his tall Uncle Sam hat that he always wore at the food truck festival and at the parade. And he was a huge smiling face that brought the spirit of Independence Day to everyone that was around him. And to be able to continue this on in his honor, as well as just supporting the community, which was his vision anyway, is just wonderful for all of us. And with his passing, it's just so nice to be able to continue to contribute. But one thing we did want to say is, due to him and his efforts, we did call, he had called it Bring Back the Boom. This whole vision and bringing the fireworks back was called Bring Back the Boom. And since Dave is now gone, but his vision lives on, we have decided to change the name to Hanover's Boom in his honor, to just say, Dave, your efforts are complete. Everything that you wanted to do, you brought back, you made it happen, and now your Bring Back the Boom is Hanover's Boom, and we will do our best to continue on with it in the years to come. So Dave's vision was to get everyone in the community to become involved and to fundraise and make this happen for ourselves. So he started a food truck festival back in 2016, and they started fundraising, and we've added fundraising events since. And I will let Jillian kind of speak to some of the fundraising events we've added since then.
So in addition to the food truck festival, there's also a gun raffle that has been very successful. There are typically 1,000 tickets that are sold. They're $20 a piece. And each day in the month of June, a ticket is drawn. This year, we have a good variety of guns that are available to win, as well as gift certificates and different like Yetis or things like that. And so that's always popular. It'll go through the end of June, and it's always on our Facebook Live every day. And then also there's a poker run that Robin Bradley is very involved in, and it'll be September the 9th this year. Details are to come about where those stops are, but that's also a very successful fundraiser for us.
This year's event has a variety of family-friendly activities to enjoy.
So in Hanover, we have always done it the Saturday before the 4th of July. In this case, this year, it'll be June 24th. And so also plug the parade will be at 6, and then the fireworks will be at dusk. But also Tara has a carnival that she has going on.
Yes. So the Licking Valley Cheerleaders put on a community carnival each year where we have games and inflatables, and it's a fundraiser for the cheerleaders. But it's also an opportunity for community members to come out and be engaged during the Boom celebration. And it will be held 3 to 9 this year. We are going to shut down long enough for the parade to happen and then open back up. All right. We started the carnival. This is going to be our third year. We started it in 2021. And the Licking Valley Cheerleaders staff it. They organize it. We have inflatables every year. And we have a dunk tank. So we always try to get some special guests for that. And that's always fun for students to come out because we normally stick a principal or a teacher or two in there and a couple senior football players usually. And all kinds of different games. We have face painting, and this year we're selling some illuminating toys and things as well.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, we have all the glow sticks and the light up things for the enjoyment of the fireworks in the evening. We also have the Licking Valley FFA alumni puts on a pedal tractor pull at our carnival each year. So registration for that begins at 3 p.m. and the pull starts at 4.
Tell me about the parade.
So the parade, it'll start at 6 o'clock. Our lineup starts around 5:15. People can line up at the Hanover Presbyterian Church. We use the church parking lot as well as the Clearview Drive loop. So typically, depending on what kind of vehicle or in some instances animals that you want to enter in the parade, will dictate where you show up on that day. So if you would like to register, you can find us on Facebook, and I will help you get lined up. We've had horses in the past. We've had unusual vehicles, your typical trucks, tractors, and wagons. We have the fire trucks are on display. Usually we have the sheriff's car. So we have a lot of different organizations that are involved in that, starting in our youth and then all the way up to, you know, retired guys that love cars as their hobby. So we welcome everybody. You don't have to register. You can just show up that day if that works for you.
Okay. Tell me, what is it about fireworks in Hanover that makes it special?
I'm going to be a little biased and say that we have one of the best, if not the best, display in Licking County. And there might be other folks listening that disagree, but I think they need to come visit if they do disagree, because it's a fantastic display, especially for being privately funded. So we appreciate everyone that donates towards it, because it's a fantastic display. We have the parade. We have the carnival. We have such a community feel. We normally have ball games going on. So Hanover is quite the buzz and the place to be on June 24th this year.
And if I can add to that, the fireworks are set off on one of the highest points in the village. So the display can actually be seen throughout the entire village. When I was a kid, I grew up on Clearview Drive, and we just sat on our bank and watched the fireworks from our home. So a lot of people are able to see it, even if they can't leave their house.
What is special about Hanover?
Well, it's the small town. It's everybody knows everybody. It's the way that people care for each other and what they have, the land that they have. And people come together. They rally in good times and in bad times. And so I think it's just really important. My parents actually came from Knox County in 1987. They moved to Licking Valley because they believed in the school district and they knew people were good in the village. So that's kind of how they, you know, got to Hanover. And so I've been here ever since.
And I agree. It's the community. It's the tradition. It's the people. Not many people can say that they have grown up in a place where their great grandfather helped build the village. And, you know, we have streets that's named after cousins of mine and uncles and aunts of mine. And it's just the heritage for me and the community and the people. And proud to say that my kids are fourth generation.
But if somebody like me, who's a stranger to these parts, came to Hanover, would I be welcome?
Absolutely. I think everybody is very welcoming. A lot of people, you know, want what we have. So that's why they seek to come to Hanover for sporting events or fireworks, whatever it may be. People want to come and they want to have that feeling. And I think that everybody is very welcoming.
Right. And while you're waiting on the view of the fireworks, just the view from our village is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It takes a combination of visionary sponsors and dedicated volunteers to make this event happen every year.
Just mainly wanted to say thank you also to our sponsors that help make this possible every year. I know Jillian has a list that she can read here, and also the committee members. So I think we want to take a minute to give a shout out to those folks as well.
So this year's boom sponsors are Brian Grove Off-Road, Century 21 Frank Fry Real Estate, including Matt Flowers, Diane Weicker, and April Cooper Rider. Red sponsors are Layton Services, Englefield Oil, Heinerman Electric, Devon Electric, Gary Haas Nethers Drilling, and KB Custom Designs. Our boom committee is composed of Robin Bradley, Noelle Annette, Trisha Phelps, John Morgan, Tara Gordon, and Jillian Flowers. The parade committee consists of Haas Nethers, Kevin Ryan, and myself, Jillian Flowers.
Hanover's Boom takes place on Saturday, June 24th. For the WCLT Radio Group, I'm Graham Campbell.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for a new vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.